some wonder. Consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great joy shall fill my heart. shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. My soul, thou art, then sing my soul, oh, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art, then sing my soul, Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, oh hallelujah, my Savior God, to thee, thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died, oh, to take away my sin. This my soul,
I want to lift up the name of Jesus.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. And I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. That the Lord has made, and I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, that he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. For he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. I will enter his courts with praise, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for I will enter his gates with thanksgiving.
thankful to be here this morning. I'm thankful for what I feel this morning and what I felt last night. It's still here. I appreciate the Lord so much and what He's doing in our lives. Dealing with our young people nowadays, He's really moving. And this is the day to really watch and see what He's doing. I'm Brother Carl Vanderbaum from Wichita, Kansas, before I go any farther. But I'm just thankful. I'm overwhelmed with the Spirit right now. I feel Him so strong from when we first heard this first song, I felt the Lord. Amen. I felt the Lord, and so I'm thankful. It's such an honor and a privilege to be where we're at today. Do you realize that, young people? It's an honor and a privilege to be here. And if you're here, it's because the Lord has called you. You've been called to something higher, something more than this world can give you. And I'm so thankful for His grace and His mercy that He allows us to be here, to be a part of the body of Christ. And I encourage you to choose what the Lord has in store for you today. You know, I don't remember the whole story. I've only heard it once. But Brother Smith told us in Wichita one time about a time he was, I don't know exactly where he was at, but he was in Cisco, Texas. Yes. Cisco, Texas. And the Spirit of the Lord came into that service. And I think one of the brothers started kicking his shoes off. Is that correct?
Well, they were playing the song, Take Off Your Shoes.
Take Off Your Shoes.
He went around pulling people's shoes off.
Okay. He started pulling people's shoes off.
Not both of them, but another.
Brother another. Okay. Maybe I shouldn't tell the story. But my point is...
I'll help you.
Okay. The point's really what I'm trying to get to. Brother Smith had a hole in his sock. And he wasn't going to let anybody pull his shoe off. Is that right?
He had a big hole in his sock.
So, he did whatever he could to keep people. You know, he curled up his toe. They're not going to pull it off. But boy, when they pulled that toe off, he really let go. Or not the toe.
He let go then.
Yeah, he really let go then. When they pulled that shoe off, boy, the Holy Ghost hit him, and they had a time, I believe. So what I'm saying is, don't let that hole in your sock keep you from getting what the Lord has in store for you. Whatever it is this morning, let it go. Let it go. It's freedom here. It's freedom here. The Holy Ghost is here, and He wants to touch you. Just open up your heart. Open up your mind. Get everything out of it and lay it at His feet. And watch what He'll do in your life. This is a critical time in your life, brothers and sisters. You young people, choose Him today. I encourage you, choose Him today. No matter what the situation is. No matter what life has thrown you. Choose Him. He's here. He can take it all. You're at that point where He's trying to do something in your life. And He's wanting to see if you're willing to do something. If you're willing, sometimes it takes. Have you ever just really, you felt the Lord, but you didn't really know what to do? You know, I felt that way, and then all of a sudden I just took off running. I did it last Sunday. Sunday night at church, I just took off running, and the Holy Ghost hit me. I stepped out in faith. I just was going to go out there and dance, really. But all of a sudden, I felt the Lord hit me, and I took off running, and the Lord came in and blessed us. So if that's what it takes, get out and run. Jump up and down. Do whatever it takes. Kick your shoe off. Whatever it takes, the Lord's here, and He wants to give you something this morning. So I appreciate the Lord. I'm really just up here to welcome you and open up the service. But be led by the Lord. It's here. Whatever it is, it's here. If you're looking for something new, something refreshing, something that you've never felt before, it's here. Press in and get what He has in store for you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Well, I'm thankful to be here. There's a lot of people here. My name is Justin Beck. I come from Godfrey, Illinois. And here recently, I believe I've had a healing. And it's been on my mind for about 4 weeks. And I told God that if he healed me, that I'd get up and share with everyone. Well, he healed me, so I guess I got to keep my part. About 2 months ago, I started having these pass-out spells. And to some people, you know, that's not really that big of a deal. I never thought passing out was really that big a deal. But the first time it happened, my cousin was staying all night with me, and I woke up in the morning and went to the bathroom, and I felt like I've had the flu before, and I felt like I was really sick. And it's kind of hard to explain. It was something like that, just a little sick to my stomach. And I was leaning over in the sink, what I remember. I was looking at myself in the mirror, and I was trembling, shaking real bad, kind of like I am now. So, anyways, I was looking at myself in the mirror, and the next thing I remember is I woke up, and I was all tangled up, and both of the faucets were on. I have, like, what you turn them on, and it was on full blast. Just can't remember. I guess I just kind of went out of it, maybe grabbed onto something before I fell. I woke up, and I have a cut over my eye, and it was a lot worse. It's getting better now, but it was bleeding. I didn't know what happened. I woke up in the bathroom, and all they heard was a big old boom. So finally, I got up, and I kind of stumbled out, and I started screaming for my parents, and Julianne, my little sister, saw me, and she got them upstairs. And, you know, at the beginning, you know, you really don't know if it's all really that bad. Well, then it started happening a lot more. And it happened a few times in church. I was, our church is kind of like this. I played the trombone, and I was sitting in the back. And Brother Dave's got up to call prayer or something like that. And I just kind of fell out on the platform, just boom. And so, you know, a few times they had to call an ambulance. I didn't know if I was going to come to. My eyes would stay open. And a few people said I kind of looked dead. You know, they would shake me. I think they tried pouring water on me to wake me up, and I just wasn't there. I was out of it, just totally gone. And, you know, I got a bunch of stuff taken away. I had EKG, EEG, MRIs, all kinds of different stuff, all needles and everything. And to tell you the truth, I don't like nothing against doctors here. If anyone's a doctor, nurse, whatever. I ain't got nothing against them. I just don't like going to the hospital. It's not very comforting, you know. And kind of makes you, you know, feel uneasy, I guess. So, but, you know, I was getting all this stuff ran, and I really didn't think anything of it. I'm not one to get all dramatic about myself, you know, no biggie. But a lot more people, I think, were being more dramatic about it than I was, you know. How are you? And, you know, I'm fine, really. But, so finally, about 4 weeks ago, I had one early Sunday morning before we started church. I was fellowshipping, talking to a bunch of people. I was sitting on the pew. See, what the thing is, they couldn't find anything on me. The doctors couldn't. What really got them was, well, were you playing football? Were you playing basketball? No, I was sitting there, and I fell over. Well, are you eating too much sugar, or how's your blood? Well, no, not really. Did you eat anything? Yeah, I ate. They couldn't find nothing because everything was normal. I would just have these. It was weird. So they couldn't find nothing on me. All them tests ran. Everything was okay. Well, the Sunday I had the last one before church, and later that afternoon, a lady approached me, and she said, I had a dream about you. I said, really? She said, in this dream, you had a growth or some sort of tumor-looking thing on your face. And I was like, okay. And she said, well, you turned around from the pulpit like this, and then you turned back around, and it was gone. It was just gone. And she said, then the whole platform fell out and started speaking in tongues out on the floor. And she said, and then the congregation stood up, and they all just started falling over and speaking in tongues. She said, and then I woke up. She said, now, I know you had one earlier this morning, but I just wanted to let you know that you're not in this alone. I said, well, thank you. It encouraged me, you know, which I knew that God was with me through it all. I knew that he was there, you know, I was trusting him. He won't bring us through anything he knows that we can't go through, you know. So finally, later that night, I said, well, maybe you should testify about it, you know. The whole church, everyone was worried. I was like, maybe this will, you know, make him feel a little bit better, you know, because I just had one in front of everyone, and they're all worried about me. So I was like, maybe you should testify and just share it. She's like, well, I don't know. But finally, she did. She did later that night in the Sunday night service. And while she was testifying, there was a brother in our church, and he was sitting there. She sat down, and he was sitting there, and he said, Lord, something in this effect. I don't know exactly what he said, but he said, if Justin Beck is supposed to be healed, reveal it to me. And nothing happened. Brother Sam Shaw was sitting next to him on his right, and he had his Bible open. And I don't know if anyone has ever looked in your Bible. Usually it has a subject over the words of what you're reading about, you know, some sort of saying up there. And there was a message right there. And he said it one more time. Lord, if Justin Beck is supposed to be healed, reveal it to mine eyes. And he looked down right while he was saying that. And then there in print, it said, it shall be done. And I haven't had one ever since that Sunday. It's been 4 weeks ago. That's my God. You know, you can't tell me there ain't no God when he can reach down and just take that. You know, I just can't tell you how I'm feeling right now. It's just like from waking up every day, you know, not knowing if you're going to drown in the shower or if you're going to, you know, hit your head on concrete and if you're going to get in coma and never wake up ever again. I mean, a lot of stuff go through your mind, you know, all these things, but I knew that God was with me. I am thankful for what he's done for me. And whatever you're going through, spiritually or physically, any kind of health condition, if you're having a struggle, any kind of thing, come to him and just surrender it all to him. I had to learn the hard way. Now I can talk to God a lot better than I could talk to him beforehand. I figured that out, you know. I found myself talking to him a lot more during the day. I'd just be sitting there driving, you know, just me in the car, and I found myself talking to God a lot more. I'd hate for any of you guys to have to go through something that I went through to get closer to him. But I want to just worship him with all I have in me. I'm just thankful to be here and thankful for what he's done for me.
My father, and he is my Feel something in the spirit here that the Lord wants to do a miraculous move in the way of healing. If you have a physical need in your body and you need the Lord's touch, I feel a witness here in Brother Beck's testimony. I felt something in the song. I ask you to come down. Let these brethren lay hands. Let's lay hands on it and as a body of people pray the prayer of faith for the sick. So as we sing this song, if you have a physical need, I've never been one to make a call like this, but I just feel something. So if you have a physical need, come down here and let us pray for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.